Ron Wolf, on the eve of the biggest football day of your life, what are your thoughts?
Well, I think the thoughts right now are, I'd like to have this all over with. I'd like to have the jacket. I'd like to have the bus. I'd like to be done with my speech. It's a wonderful honor to be included in this class with these group of people. It's an incredible deal. And I wouldn't be here if it weren't for so many people that I worked with the Packers, and I understand and appreciate that. And I feel like I'm more or less representing them. So it's a team effort.
If you had a chance, would you go back to 1991 and do it all over again?
If I had a chance, I certainly would. And there'd be a lot of things I'd change. But, yeah, if I had, I certainly would.
Free agency was just beginning when you nabbed Reggie White. How did you know and nobody else seemed to know?
Oh, I think everybody knew about Reggie White. We had a great effort, part of a lot of people in our operation. Mike Reinfeldt did an excellent job in the negotiating phase. Mike Holmgren and Ray Roach did a great job in recruiting Reggie. Had a lot of help getting that done. I think it ultimately came down to the fact that we paid more money than everybody else.
Yeah. Your son is going to present you, Elliot, and I know you're very proud of him. If you would, please talk a little bit on that. You did to us recently back in Green Bay, but I'd like for our viewers to hear it right from your mouth.
Well, certainly I am really, really proud of him, no question about that, because he did this all on his own. Instead of going to summer camps and things, you know, up in the mountains or for the Boy Scouts, he went to summer camp to learn how to become a scout, how to work in professional football. That's how he spent his time. I'm out of the game. 3 years after I'm out of the game, he gets a job with the Packers, and he is able to take that and rise up in the organization now where he's the director of player personnel. And really, really proud of what he's accomplished. Have high regard for the people within the Packers organization, namely Ted Thompson and his entire scouting crew. But to have Elliot exhibit that kind of ability, it was rare. It's a great tribute to him.
Finally, what do you see for the Packers this season?
I'm not a good one to talk about that. I don't pay that much attention to football like I used to, because I don't have to. I am a fan of the Packers, obviously a fan because of Elliot, because of Ted, and because of a lot of the guys that I know there that were there when I was there. I'm a Packers fan. I see all the experts are picking the Packers to win it, and I guess I hope that happens.
On the eve of Ron Wolf's enshrinement into the Professional Football Hall of Fame, Ron, I'm going to take this opportunity to congratulate you from all Packers fans.
Well, it's very nice of you. You know, it's really a wonderful experience for someone like myself. I am a football fan, no question about that. Grew up loving the game of professional football, and to have an opportunity late in my career to go to work for the Green Bay Packers, it was just a blessing, because it's a walking history book. Every time you turn around, you bump into history. That's the uniqueness of Green Bay and a wonderful aspect of being a member of the Packers. And I know this, when I was still to this day, when I walk into Lambeau Field, I get a chill. And it's no pun intended. Somebody said, you do because it's minus 20 degrees. No, it's not I get a chill because of the opportunity that was presented to me to be a part of pro football's greatest organization.